But after I left school in 1919, during the Winnipeg General Strike, which is world famous, I applied for a job in the bank. Firstly, there were two strikes on me. I was 17, underage. Secondly, I was Jewish. Nevertheless, they were strapped for people, and I apparently had mastered the language so that when I applied for this job in the bank, they were glad to get anybody in those days. And
were the regular workers part of the strike?
The bank?
Yeah.
No, this was the strike was actually confined to the blue collar jobs, mostly the laborers, strictly laborers, and there's quite a bit of violence in those days. As a matter of fact, all the violence occurred right in front of the bank I worked at Main and McDermott. It extended from Portage and Main down to the City Hall. In 1926, Mother and Dad both took quite ill. Mother died 6th of June, and Father passed away the 6th of September, 3 months to the day. And when they were both gone, I remained with Israel, Lila, Lil, three children younger than myself, and I was the only one working. And I needed more money. Incidentally, I started at the bank at $400 a year, $33.33 a month, as a messenger boy, working in the cash book, you know, running errands for everybody in the bank. And eventually I got to be third man in the office. At that time I was earning the large sum of $1,200 a month, a year, after 8 years of it. And I just couldn't exist with the responsibility. Anyway, I left the bank. I have no regrets because I certainly gained a tremendous amount of good experience.
Oh, my first job. How'd you hear about my first job? My first job. The only job I had, well, I told you about, where did I tell you about that? The only job I had is...
You're giving that a
Morley's. Yeah, at Morley's, yeah. Oh, well, I was, I took my grade 12, and I had to wait to be taken into, you know, I had applied for nursing, and I had to put in time. So I went looking for a job, and I had no experience whatsoever. And I went to Robson Star, or Robson Little Star, but we had a big departmental store on Main and Portage. And I went in there, and I went up to the employment office and asked for a job, and they had nothing for me. They said, we do need experience help, but not any inexperience. I said, have you had any experience whatsoever? So I thought back, you know, what experience have I had? Every summer I went away to Gimli, and then every year I went to school. So I said, well, the only experience I had is I helped out at a ice cream cafe, because in Gimli we used to go to Greenberg's and help dish out ice cream and help ourselves to our own ice cream. And so one has to, so. So they were very reluctant to give me, because that wasn't really enough. They wanted somebody, they needed some experience to help for the cafeteria. I says, well then, well, how about trying me out? Give me a chance and see what I can do. I don't know where I got the nerve, the courage. So they says, okay, we'll try you out today and see how you work out. Well, at the end of the day, they asked me if I'd come on permanently, and I said, no, thank you. That was my first job. After that, I got a job. Our next-door neighbor, Mr. Steinman, Max Steinman, was auctioning off Douglas Jewelry's. Douglas Jewelry was moving from, also, they were on Main Street near Portage, and they were moving to Portage on Kennedy, and they were auctioning off. And so their old stock they were going to auction off, you see. Dad was left to take charge of the stock because he worked for them. Mr. Steinman was the auctioneer, and he felt that he wasn't getting a fair deal somehow, somewhere. So he had me come in and keep track of the things as they're auctioning off and what price they got, you see. So I worked for him where Dad was in charge of them, and that's how I met your dad. And that was my one and only job. And then I went in training.
And that's how we met. And in 1928, she went into training for 3 years. She was able to go home at 7 o'clock, but she had to be in by 10. And they mean by 10. The doors were locked.
It wasn't my first love. I actually wanted to be a phys ed teacher. And then I thought I'd like to go to university and then take nursing. And mother said to me, well, if you're going to go to university and take nursing, why don't you take medicine? Well, to me, medicine was a favorite thing. I always regretted it. That's why I always thought that if any of my children really want to do anything bad enough, I would always encourage them to take up what they really wanted to do. But none of the three kids had anything definite they really wanted to do. So that was that. The only thing I remember about nursing school was that at that time already I was seeing your father, you know, he was taking me out. I met him before I went into training. In fact, when I met him, people didn't think I was going to go in training because they thought, well, here is the man I was going to marry or something, and that I'd give up nursing, but I was determined that I was going to go into nursing regardless. So Dad used to call for me all the time and take me home every night because Mother was always at the door waiting for me to come home. So we very seldom went out. He picked me up at the hospital, he'd bring me home, I had a meal, then he'd bring me back to the hospital. And that was the 3 years I was in training, so that's all I can remember, my 3 years in training.
I only used to see her about 2 hours in an evening, and once a week, she'd have a weekend off, you know, while she was in training. And we never did have time to take in, you know, taking a dance. You know, she only had a couple of hours. I'd whip her home, and then she'd have a meal at home and back to the hospital again. So we didn't attend too many dances before we were married, while she was in training. We did afterwards, though. Mind you, my musical days were before I was married, the time that we organized a orchestra with the Romulus brothers, Bert Goldberg and myself. And I used to sort of write up the music on a sort of a very amateurish way. It was enough for us to, you know, be able to read the notes. And occasionally we'd go to parties, and we'd be asked to go to a party and have a dance, you know, the old time dances, parties and that. And it was a lot of fun. We had a piano, a violin. I played the mandolin for a scruff team. You know, we got together. It used to be a lot of fun. But that was, of course, before I was married, and since then I haven't touched the mandolin.